Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. Get your popcorn out because the odd couple of Trump and Musk are starting to really go after each other.
President Trump is ramping up his feud with Elon Musk. It was just a week ago that the president lauded him in the Oval Office as Musk left the administration.
I look forward to continuing to be a friend and advisor to the president.
In the days since, their breakup has played out in public as Musk has ripped the president's signature tax cuts and spending package.
I'm very disappointed.
Saying Musk may be suffering Trump derangement syndrome. Musk responded in real time on his social media platform, writing whatever, and later saying, without me, Trump would have lost the election. The president fired back on his platform, threatening to cut Musk's government contracts and subsidies, to which Musk replied, this just gets better and better. Go ahead, make my day. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And then the bomb that dropped during our show, Elon Musk posted on X, formerly Twitter, that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And that's why the Trump administration does not want to release them, because Trump's in the files. Does that mean that Trump had sex with underage girls? I don't know. Is it just pictures with Trump? I don't know. But he's in the files. Musk's Doge team has left a legal mess for the Trump administration after a flurry of lawsuits. A lot of that grant money is going to be dispersed after all.
A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must restore hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding, and thousands of service workers must be reinstated in about 24 states. The temporary block on the agency's cancellations of grants and early discharge of Corps members only applies to states that sued in April. In April, termination notices were sent late on a Friday, directing grantees to immediately shut down their projects. The states sued, saying the administration did not provide the legally required notice and comment period. The agency is, however, allowed to proceed with its reduction in force plans. The agency employs more than 500 full-time federal workers and sends roughly 200,000 Corps members across the country as part of its service programs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
All right, the White House has a new framing to explain why the war in Ukraine isn't over yet, 136 days after Trump promised it would be over.
President Trump is making an analogy as the war between Ukraine and Russia rages. The president likens it to little kids fighting.
Sometimes you let them fight for a little while. You see it in hockey, you see it in sports. The referees let them go for a couple of seconds, let them go for a little while before you pull them apart.
Saying he relayed that analogy yesterday in a call with Russia's Vladimir Putin, who vowed to retaliate for Ukraine's recent drone offensive deep inside Russia.
It's probably not going to be pretty.
The president spoke alongside German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who says the president must be the one to make the war end.
He is the key person in the world.
While stressing Germany is on Ukraine's side.
And we are trying to get them stronger and stronger just to make Putin stop this war.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Well, what else is Trump going to say? I mean, he doesn't have the power like he said he did. He doesn't have the power to stop the war. He doesn't have the friendship with Putin to stop the war. So he has no option other than to say, well, we just let him fight because he can't stop it. The White House is making regulatory changes that will actually cost the government millions of dollars and potentially kill thousands of people.
The Environmental Protection Agency recently announced plans to roll back at least 30 rules that protect air and water quality. These regulations also reduce greenhouse gas emissions, for example, from coal plants. The Associated Press analyzed what these mandates intend to accomplish. We looked at the scientific, economic, and health data behind them. We also talked with dozens of experts. What we found is that these rules are projected to save over 30,000 lives a year around the world, along with at least $275 billion a year. The savings in lives and money are mostly a result of fewer people getting sick from pollution. Savings come from efficiencies, like cars that get high gas mileage or are electric.
All right, so the president just can't seem to get over Joe Biden, and he's using the power of the presidency to go after him and his former aides.
President Trump is ordering an investigation into his predecessor's actions. It's a big jump in his targeting of Joe Biden and could lay the groundwork for GOP arguments that some of Biden's actions in office were invalid. The president's alleging aides hid Biden's cognitive decline, and he's casting doubt on the legitimacy of Biden using an auto pen to sign documents. Last week, the president even wondered if Biden was aware of things done in his name, including immigration policy.
I don't believe it was Joe Biden. I really don't. I mean, look, he's been a sort of a moderate person over his lifetime.
In a statement, Biden says, "I made the decisions during my presidency," adding any suggestion that he did not is ridiculous and false. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You know, that's probably worth an investigation, but is the investigation going to be fair? No, I mean, no investigations are fair anymore. But, you know, I'll say this. Trump used the auto pen, and you can say it's for different things, but the conservative media echo chamber is going to present this idea that it's Biden, and the way Biden used it was different. It might have been different, but Trump still used the auto pen, and other presidents have also used the auto pen, and people have used the auto pen. So, you know, I mean, the conservative media is going to blow this up as a deal bigger than it is, in my opinion. But we'll have to see what happens. But, you know, if Biden didn't know what he was doing, that's worth knowing. It's worth knowing if he was that out of it, and he might have been. All right, one of the most prominent never-Trump Republicans is running for governor of Florida, but not as a Republican.
Former Republican Congressman David Jolly of Florida says he's running for governor, but as a Democrat. Jolly has been a vocal critic of President Donald Trump, and he says he's considered himself part of the Democratic coalition for a few years. He says Florida Republicans have gone too far in dividing us, and he says it's wrong and immoral for Republicans to conflate immigration and crime. Current Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is under term limits and can't run for re-election in 2026. I'm Donna Water.
All right, in the Sean Diddy Combs trial, we're learning about brand new allegations of the rapper's horrifying behavior.
A designer testified Wednesday that she was so traumatized after Sean Diddy Combs held her over a 17th floor balcony, it gave her night terrors. Brianna Bungolan, who goes by Banna, is a friend of Combs' former girlfriend Cassie, who previously testified about the incident. Banna told the jury it took place in 2016 at Cassie's L.A. apartment. Prosecutors maintained Combs used violence to control people as part of his racketeering and sex trafficking charges, which he denies. The prosecution's next big witness is a woman who alleges Combs abused her and made her participate in prolonged sexual encounters, similar to what Cassie testified to. Julie Walker, New York.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, right, the National Weather Service is hiring a lot of people who were recently fired, hiring them back because they need them. You know, when the Trump administration, through Doge and Elon Musk, did these blanket firings, I said, you know, the government needs to be trimmed. You know, I'm for smaller government. It's one of my conservative attributes. I'm for smaller government. And there's a lot of government waste. There's a lot of government redundancy. And I'm sure a lot of things need to be trimmed, but not in such a radical way that Trump tried to trim everything. And this is obvious if the National Weather Service is having to hire back the people that they just fired. It just proves that it was random and not thought out when they did it in the first place. All right, that's it for a look at Scoots News Briefs.
It's almost like they don't know what they're doing.
No.
It's almost like they have no qualification to do the sort of work at all.
No.
Why would
you
go in and be like, we're going to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse by firing all the people whose jobs it is to find waste, fraud, and abuse? We have no idea what any of these agencies do, what any of these departments do, how it impacts the American people. And then so like hiring them. Oh, it's all part of the plan. No, it's not part of the
plan. There wasn't a plan. This,
it's all just a toy to you. The government is just a boogeyman, a spooky phantom that all you know how to do is talk about how you want to destroy it. And then, oops, you destroyed it. And people didn't like that. Or it was against the law to do that.
Yeah. Or it was just a stupid thing to do. I mean, you're hiring back people you just fired. I mean, what's the spin on that? There's no way to spin that. These were blanket firings that were ill-conceived in the first place. And yes, government needs to be trimmed, but not in the ballsy, bully way that the Trump administration tried to do this. Just, you know, wiping out people's jobs. Now, again, some of those people maybe don't need to be in government. Maybe they are redundant, but that was not the way to do it. And what's happening now with the National Weather Service is proof that, you know, I was right about that, that these were random firings that didn't make sense.
And people are, we got rid of some programs that were silly or that we didn't understand or that we didn't like. Congratulations, you cut 0.001% out of the federal budget.
Yeah.
And Doge's savings is coming in at like 0.5% of what they promised us they would be able to save. And it's going to be absolutely dwarfed by the $2 trillion that they're going to add to the deficit with this big, beautiful bill.
I know.
People are crazy.
It's a farce. It's a circus.
Yes.
A lot of people, they're going to be kind of quiet about admitting it, but a lot of people are coming to terms with this reality. And our show is here for you. We are going to help you through this. We're going to help you understand it. We're going to usher you into this new era, and we are going to get through this, and things are going to change because they're not going to stay like this. There's going to be too many people who are against this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.